It is 5:06 on the Central Coast. Welcome back. I'm Dave Congleton. Tomorrow on Hometown Radio, we are going to have some live music from Jim Sweetwater, the troubadour of Templeton. Our restaurant critics, Terry Bass and Kathy Marks Hardesty, will be here. We're also going to have a conversation with Jennifer Stover about economic and racial barriers in terms of breastfeeding. Don Maruska will be with us on Wednesday. We are here weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk KVEC. Lance Parker joins us in about an hour. Let's talk about this new law that went into effect January 1st about independent contractors in California and why it has caused such backlash in certain portions of the state. We'll hear from Lance. We'll hear from you. This hour, Saturday, our friends from Women's March SLO are back again. They're organizing a day-long event. It's a part rally, part march, part celebration, part information booth. I've invited some of the organizers to come in and talk about the event and the reasons behind it. So representing Women's March SLO, we are joined in conversation by Diane Sousa and Rita Casaverde. Ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you both. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
Diane, why did you get involved with Women's March?
They were looking for a poet for the first march, and because there wasn't one in the White House that year at the inauguration, I decided to say yes. And I've been there ever since, doing the poems for the Women's March.
But I have a feeling your connection is more than just poetry.
It is. Personally, for my, I've been waiting my whole life for women to rise up, to make the world different, more open-minded and compassionate. And I see that in women. I see the collective in the women. And in that collective is power. And it's good for women. It's good for men. It's good for children. And I'd like to see that more in our politics and in our lives.
Rita, how did you get involved with the Women's March?
Well, I definitely attended the first march. I was not an organizer. There were heroic visionaries in our community that decided to organize the first march. I wasn't one of them, but I attended the march thinking only maybe 100 people would show up. I was feeling very isolated and didn't think that our community was going to stand up after the 2016 elections, and I didn't think I had support or anyone would see me as an immigrant myself. But I believe 7,000 people showed up that day, and the community just showed that, or that San Luis Obispo County is not going to sit down and just watch a lot of our values go down the drain. So I was one of those people. I started attending Women's March events, like the event that they put together for the Muslim community when the Muslim ban happened, and many other events. And in one of those, I just contacted Dawn Addis, and I said, hey, I want to be part of this. And she said, hey, do you want to come and have coffee one day? And she says that she didn't think I was going to show up. And this is, again, another reason why it's important to show up. And I showed up for that coffee date with Andrea Schmelik as well. And then I became an organizer. So
it's important for people to show up on Saturday.
Yes, it's right. Super important.
So, Rita, run it down for us. What are you planning? What are you and the other organizers planning on Saturday?
We are planning a day of celebration, and it's not just the organizers, it's the entire community that is coming together to put this event. The event is going to start at 9 a.m. with a call to action alley, and it's just going to be different booths for different organizations in our community.
And where is that going to be held, please?
At Mitchell Park.
Okay, so Mitchell Park.
Yes, 9 a.m. Okay. The call to action alley starts at 9 a.m., but the actual rally starts at 10, and we start marching at 11 a.m.
So it's like Mitchell Park is ground zero for everything on Saturday.
Exactly. And we recommend everyone to come early just so you can find parking and you can just look at the booths and talk to the community. So come early.
All right. So the call to action, it starts at 9.
Yes.
And then at 10 a.m.
is the rally. And at 11 a.m. is the march.
What's going to happen at the rally? Who do you have speaking?
Ooh, so we have Wendy Lucas from the Northern Chumash Tribe opening the event. We also have speakers Carmen Bokin. She's a climate justice organizer. She's also at her very young age. She serves on the board of the Santa Lucia Sierra Club and is working with Sunrise Movement. And we also have Kendra Williams as a speaker. She's an advocate for survivors of sexual assault. So she's going to be telling us her own story. We also have different performers, including here Diane Sousa. We're going to have Talitha Gabriel as a musician, Lewis and Rose, Eliana Nungli, and Diane Steinberg Lewis. And we're going to be marching with Samba Loca like we have done every year.
You're going to do a poem, Diane?
I am, yes.
I heard one of your poems. Heidi Harman read it.
Really?
I was emceeing the Alzheimer's Walk. It was like a year ago, October.
Wow.
And she read a poem by you. It was very moving.
Oh, that's great.
So your work is everywhere.
Every poem that Diane has gifted us at every march is just so moving and so energizing. So,
well, thank you. There's also, this year, we're doing a book of all the poems I've done so far, from 2017 to 2020, this year's. And there will be, the book will be for sale at the march for $10, and all proceeds will benefit the Women's March.
All right. And then you're marching.
Yes.
At 11 o'clock.
Yes, we are marching. So we know the people of SLO like to march. So bring your signs. We're going to be marching, just celebrating that it's an amazing year to take action. And we hope to make it a party. Like I said, Samba Loca is going to be marching with us. But we encourage everyone to bring their own noisemakers, their own voices, and come
marching through the us. Marching through the downtown, I would assume.
Yes.
May I just interject
please.
Here that Lewis and Rose will lead that off. After I do the poem, my poem this year, they'll do People Have the Power by Patti Smith. Mm-hmm. And it is mm-hmm. so rousing.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
And all the music is just fantastic. There's a 16-year-old girl, Eliana Nunley, who's going to open the Women's March.
Oh, I know her. She's very talented.
Oh, my gosh. She does This Girl Is On Fire by Alicia Keys, and the other musicians join her on the chorus on the word fire.
Yeah.
I really thought the house we were in when they were rehearsing, I thought the walls were going to melt down. So it's to be at the rally, to be at the march is imperative, but to be at the rally is where you get your inspiration, where mm-hmm. you put on your mantle and feel that jubilation that you are not alone, that we're in this together.
So. And then at the end of the march, you come back to Mitchell Park?
Yes, we come back to Mitchell Park. We're going to have performers still playing, and then we are going to have an after party at Bliss Cafe. It has been amazing to open their doors for us, and theme sessions are going to be...
I hope they're prepared for a crowd.
Yeah. Theme sessions. They have been putting together different concerts with all female DJs, and they're going to be, they're pretty much organizing this after party at Bliss Cafe. So we're really excited about that. So that's going to go from 1 to 6 p.m. So it's really a full day of celebration and just empowerment for everyone.
And are you good to go, Rita? Is there anything else you need to make this happen?
We are good to go. We are definitely taking still donations because we have a lot of things to pay for a march this big. So I invite everyone, all your listeners, to go to womensmarchslo.com and just find more information about the march.
Womensmarchslo.com.
Yes.
Everything you need to know and how you can donate and get involved.
Yes. But I also want to thank all of the people that have been volunteering so far that are going to volunteer on Saturday. Everyone that just has donated their services. We have a new food truck that I don't know if you've heard about them. They're a vegan food truck that's going to be at the march. They're called Plant Ivy.
And oh, yeah, also, they were here. Yeah.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
interviewed them.
Yeah, yeah.
Mother, daughter, very talented.
Yeah, so they're going to be at the march with vegan food. And then we're also going to have Farmhouse. They have offered free coffee for the first 500 people. So
I'll be there.
Yes. So our hearts are so full.
Their food is quite good. So I imagine their coffee is equally impressive.
Yes. And it's free coffee. So come early. We're going to have, we're just having so many donations pouring in. And I think that that's another reason why it's important to show up, because it shows how strong our community is, how resilient and how ready we are to tackle any challenge.
Is it third annual?
It's fourth.
Fourth.
Yes.
Where's the time?
2017 was the first one.
All right. So fourth annual.
Women's March, SLO, happening this Saturday. We're getting perspective from Rita Casaverde and Diane Sousa. When we come back, let's dive into what's prompting the march and what are the concerns of my guests and you as well. I'm Dave Congleton. Stick around. This is AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. Just about 5:20 here on Hometown Radio. Welcome back. I'm Dave Congleton. We have two of the organizers of the 4th Annual Women's March San Luis Obispo. It's taking place this Saturday. Rita Casaverde is here. Diane Sousa is here. Rita, let's see if I understand this. So it's all happening starting at Mitchell Park. People can come. You want people to come early because of the parking.
Yeah.
These nonprofit activism tables are going to be set up starting about 8, 9?
Yes, they will be ready to go at 9 a.m.
Okay. So come anytime after 9, but come early. Figure out share a ride.
Yeah.
Ride your bike. Take the bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Parking is going to be a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like wandering around at 9 a.m., meeting people, and then at 10 o'clock there's going to be the rally.
Yeah.
And Diane's going to read a poem, yeah. Other speakers, some musicians, mm-hmm. getting you in the mood. Mm-hmm. And then 11 a.m., you're going to have a constructive march through the downtown. You're not going to break any windows. You're not going to yell obscenities. You're going to be respectful.
No. Yeah.
That's not your style, right?
Yeah,
I just want to stress that.
Yeah.
And then you come back to the park. Go ahead, Diane.
I just want to say, if you show up for the rally, there's also going to be a surprise.
A surprise?
So you don't want to miss that.
Is it a good surprise?
It's a fantastic surprise. And it involves, possibly, dancing.
Dancing?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yes. Dave, you're coming, right?
And then, yeah, as long as I don't get hit by a car. And then Bliss Cafe for the post party, all the way until what, 6?
Yes,
is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me start with this, Rita. You know, I support you. I've been in the past, okay, but I've got some conservative listeners who will text or call in whenever your organization comes on, mm-hmm. and they don't mean to be mean, but they just mm-hmm. kind of, why are they always marching?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you always marching? It seems like, you know, these people on the left, they always have to march.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up? Why do you always have to do this?
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
Well, I think there is a lot of power on coming together as a community, standing up alone, and raising your voice. Whatever are the issues that you care about, I encourage everyone to do it on conservative side, on the more liberal side, whatever is the issue that you care about, I strongly encourage you to just organize a march of your own for whatever issue you stand up for and try it. Because you'll see that seeing the community come together and say, hey, we all agree on this, although we have many differences, mm-hmm. We want a more just and equal society. Makes a huge impact on a lot of people. And we're not trying to change minds. And really, we're just trying to make sure that the people that think like us know that they're not alone.
It gives people, seeing people who want the world to be as they want it, who share the love of, you know, each other and a community, when they come to march, it's kind of a visceral show of solidarity, and it gives everybody hope. And actually mm-hmm. joy. And that hope and that joy in the marching is power. And it translates.
Mm-hmm.
It goes out.
And I've always responded to my conservative friends by saying, well, look, nothing stops you from having a march.
Absolutely not. They have their marches, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to march. That's what makes this country great. You have the right to your opinion. And I assume this is all permitted. You follow all the permits.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're following all the laws.
Yeah.
You have a First Amendment right to express your opinion.
Yeah.
And I like what you were just saying, Rita, that here's a way for people to find out that it's not just them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not alone on certain points, right?
Yeah, and you know, there are so many challenges coming our way that I think a community that is together is more resilient and is ready to tackle those times of crisis. And we know that whenever a crisis comes our way, any natural disaster of any kind, the community comes together, regardless Absolutely. Of your party, regardless of what you think. So why wait? Why wait until something really bad happens? Let's just show up and be together from now.
Absolutely. It's a show of democracy. That's what democracy is. Show up, let your voice be heard, and the Women's March gives you this opportunity through the march and the rally.
So, and we'll welcome your phone calls after news of the bottom of the hour. Also read the texts that are coming in. What's changed since the last march?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You feel better than you did than the last time? You're more concerned, Rita? Where are you on all this?
That's a loaded question.
I know. I'm a talk show host.
What has changed, I think, is just people have been able to see that their voice matters and that their vote matters and that speaking truth to power matters. And those actually have been the themes of every single one of our marches so far. And this year's theme is The Time Is Now, because we know the importance of 2020, and we know that it's not a year where we get to sit back and just watch things happen. It's a year to act. And I think based on experience, based on what we've seen, let's just look at the march that we had in 2018, where the theme was...
Truth to power.
No, hear or vote in 2018. 2019 was truth to power, but 2018 was hear or vote, and we got the most amount of females in office, and the most amount running, and the most amount elected. So there is huge change, and the reason why we call it Time Is Now for this year is because there's just so many issues, say environmental, workers' rights, LGBTQ, reproductive rights that are up at stake, and we just need to take action now.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, and the, you know, possible threat of war again.
Yeah.
There's just so much happening. I look to the young people and to the women, and that gives me hope. And all those young people and all those women are usually there at the march. So that's...
Do you get a good turnout of young people
yes,
at the march?
Yes, we do. We get... And it's so, so amazing to see. I think it's what fills my heart the most, the day of the march, is seeing all the young people just hugging each other, supporting each other, and intergenerational, too. Mm-hmm. And the fact that youth are so important to us is the reason why we decided to have Carmen Boking, a young activist on
what's
climate.
What's the name?
Carmen Boking.
Okay.
Yeah, she has been working on a lot of climate issues in the community and driving a lot of change. And she is she started this Low County Youth for Environmental Action and is working with Sunrise Movement. So we're hoping that more young people come to listen.
How about Hispanics? Do you get a lot of Hispanics?
We get a good amount.
Maybe you should shout out something in Spanish.
Sí, a todos nuestros vecinos, amigos, familiares que quieran venir a la marcha el día sábado a las 9 de la mañana en Mitchell Park. Los esperamos, vengan con su familia, con sus amigos, con sus hijos. Vamos a pasar un día de celebración. Vengan desde las 9 de la mañana listos a estar todo el día en San Luis Obispo. Yo sé que les va a encantar la marcha.
I got about half of that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, let's do this. Let's break away. We're going to check in with California Headline News and ABC Radio News as well. Craig has the very latest in time saver traffic and weather together. Then we'll continue our conversation with our guests about this Saturday's march and rally in Mitchell Park. We'll welcome your phone calls as well and see where you are on all this. I'm Dave Congleton. You're listening to AM 920 FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Lance Parker is on his way. And we're going to talk about AB5, the new law that took effect and deals with these gigs, these independents, whether they be Uber drivers or musicians. A lot of people are concerned and upset about this law. Let's separate fact from fiction. Meanwhile, we are joined by two of the organizers of the 4th Annual Women's March San Luis Obispo, taking place Saturday. Rita Casaverde and Diane Sousa are in studio. If you want to join us, pick up the phone, give us a call, 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. We always invite your participation in the conversation. But Rita, for folks just joining us, what's happening Saturday, please?
Saturday, January 18th at 9 a.m., we're going to have the Women's March, the 4th Annual Women's March at Mitchell Park. So we're inviting everyone to come and join us marching.
Don't miss the rally, though.
Start wandering the park around 9 a.m.?
Yes, I recommend everyone to come at 9 a.m., get your free coffee from Farmhouse, and yeah, go
rally
to the...
Rally at 10 a.m.?
Yes, great music.
Maybe a surprise.
A surprise and impassioned speeches and me.
And then the march through downtown San Luis Obispo, 11 a.m.
Yes, at 11 a.m.
And then everybody's going to head over to Bliss.
Yes, after that, we're going to Bliss for an after party. Continue the celebration.
And you're going to do voter registration as well.
Yes, so there are going to be different booths or call to action alley. One of them is going to be registering voters, which we think it's super important to make your voice heard and make your vote heard.
I've got a couple text messages coming in on the Stolberg Law KVC text line. Let me both condense and sanitize them. The gist of these text messages seem to be, do you welcome women and do you support women who are not liberal?
Yeah,
is there a litmus test?
No.
Diane, let me start with you.
No, absolutely not. You know, I think of women as the genius lionesses, and women get their power by coming together. So we welcome all women. I have plenty of conservative women friends. We disagree, but we have a commonality. We're women. We love each other. Definitely come to the march.
Rita, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, women we're leading this march. We're leading the organization, but all genders are welcome. We have amazing allies that are coming, men, people from the LGBTQ community, just all genders are just welcome. And regardless of your stance, we want everyone to join us.
805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. You've both mentioned a couple different issues, but what's number one for you right now, Rita? What's the issue on your mind the most that would draw you to be marching on Saturday?
Definitely voting. That's why it's so important for us to have voter registration, because that is the way to make our voices heard for so many other issues. I think second in place would probably be environmental justice. There are so many decisions that we have to take immediately, and we're seeing just horrendous consequences across the world. I was just seeing a map of the U.S. for last weekend, and on the East Coast, you could see record-breaking warm temperatures followed by flooding and snow, and just in different areas of the East Coast, all happening at the same time. And those are the consequences of climate change and this climate crisis.
Back on voter registration, how do you react to people who say we need voter ID, we want voter identification? You're in favor of that?
I think there's already a lot of that in different states, and it's being just placed as another bar that people have to jump over to be able to vote. So I think we should have a voter ID that you should get when you turn 16 or when you turn 18.
And everybody get the same ID.
Yeah.
I get it, you get it,
everyone.
Diane gets it.
Everyone.
Everybody gets the same ID.
And it should be given automatically. You shouldn't have to apply for it. You shouldn't have to... if you're 18 and you meet all the requirements, you should get it automatically. Mm.
Diane, what are you marching for? What are the issues of your concerns?
I think my major concern is environmental justice. I think all the dots connect. The way we treat women, if you see the earth as a woman, it all connects. So, yeah, women's rights, environmental justice, the racism that's inherent in misogyny and vice versa, threat of war.
Yeah, the rise of hate groups has just, it's just really scary to see. So,
is this an anti-Trump rally?
No, it is. It's not anti-anything. It's pro-everything.
Yeah.
So no one's going to badmouth the president?
Look, we can't control what every one of these 5,000, 7,000 people will say or do, but we do not encourage it. We're actually follow our anti-violence principles. And we think we are very lucky to share the same weekend as Martin Luther King celebration, and we really believe what he says of darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that, and hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that.
So you're trying to be positive on Saturday.
There are so many things to be positive. Just come and you'll see, you'll have fun.
But you want to be positive.
We do, because there are so many things that are scary, but also so many things that we have left to protect. Just look at our county, how beautiful it is. We need to protect that. Just look at our children, look at the next generations. There's so much to protect and to leave to them. So,
but that implies that there's some kind of call to action.
There are so many call to actions, and that's what our call to action alley is going to be there for. So you should arrive early to see all the call to actions.
So people can wander Mitchell Park and find out these different organizations that are going to be represented and how they can get involved in environmental diversity or whatever.
Yes, yes. There are so many organizations that are needing your help. And that's another reason why you have to show up. Show up, put your name down, your email down, and you'll have plenty of things for 2020 to do.
A question I meant to ask earlier is, how does one become a member, or does one become a member of Women's March?
So there's actually not a membership. Okay.
So you can't join the organization per se.
No, Women's March is a movement. So all the 7,000 people that come to our rallies are all part of Women's March.
And what is that? What's the difference between an organization and a movement?
Well, we do have organizers. That. We have all of our organizers that put in the work every year to organize the march, but we do not have a membership.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what are you hoping for in 2020?
Action, voting.
I do hope that everybody gets out and votes, especially the young people and the people of color. Everybody, women.
Do you find, Diane, that young people are more politically motivated than the other generations? Are they more likely to vote? Are they more likely to show up for like events on Saturday?
I hope so. The young people I know are very motivated, and they give me so much hope. They have a new way of looking at things, and we need to listen to them.
Yeah.
But I also hope that women my age get out and vote, and like-minded men.
Yeah, and from working with youth groups, I've seen that the new generations are really getting it, and they just see that all of these issues are connected, just what Diane was saying, and they see it from more of an intersectional perspective, where they know that social justice is climate justice, mm-hmm. is women's rights. So it's all connected, and I think that comes in as default for younger generations.
Any plans for other events?
Not at this time. No, we're totally focusing on the march, so January 18th.
All right, one last time then, please, Rita, what's happening this Saturday?
We are marching. It's the Women's March, 4th annual Women's March in San Luis Obispo. We're starting at 9 a.m. with a call to action alley. We're going to have booths where you can find information of just happenings going on around the county and how you can help. At 10 a.m., we're going to have our rally with amazing performers and amazing speakers, including Diane Sousa. And then at 11, we are marching across downtown. So bring your signs, bring your voice, bring your family and friends.
I heard a website at one point. What's the website people can
womensmarchslow.com. That's womensmarchslow.com.
Thanks to Diane Sousa and Rita Casaverde for coming in. Diane, a final thought, please.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of people who have never done anything what they consider political in their lives, and they go to the Women's March, and they are so inspired. They didn't know it would be like this. They didn't know that they would feel a kind of joy. And, you know, we get so overwhelmed, like, oh, my God, what can I do? There's so much going on. But you find it there. You find something that you love there. There's just so much to do and so many people. And just come. You'll be so inspired.
Rita?
Yeah, same. It made a huge difference for me to attend the first Women's March. I think my life literally changed from seeing what amazing community I had behind me supporting things that I supported as well. So I think everyone's just going to go back home with that feeling. And I really hope that we get as many people as we can at the march so everyone can have that same feeling that I was lucky to have.
It's all happening this Saturday at Mitchell Park.
Yes, Saturday at Mitchell Park, 9 a.m.
Ladies, thank you very much for your time. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll be back with more of Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton. Stick around. Top of the House ABC News. Will be joined shortly by Lance Parker. Our final segment of the day, we'll talk about AB5 and what this new law means. I have to stop the show because I'm looking over at Craig Hill. He is salivating, absolutely salivating, because I mentioned Brussels sprouts.
Let me tell you something. I never liked Brussels sprouts my entire life until my wife introduced me to deep frying them.
Really?
Yes.
Deep frying.
Well, I mean, everyone knows if you deep fry anything, it just tastes better. And my wife has a couple different ways. One is oven baked with the, what's that, pink Himalayan salt and pepper and olive oil. And then she loves garlic on everything. So with the garlic, and she bakes it in that, and then she'll throw it in the broiler for just a few seconds to crisp it up. Love it. And then there's also the deep frying of the Brussels sprouts, which takes it to a whole new level. You feel like you're not even eating healthy, which, you know, obviously you're not, but there's still Brussels sprouts involved in it, so it's got to be healthy.
Doesn't one cancel the other, deep fried?
Well, you mean like smoking while you're jogging, maybe? Yeah. But it's delicious, whatever it is.
Why don't you let Lance in? He's standing there at the door. Thank you, sir. We're going to be talking in this final segment about this new law, state statute, signed into law, everything is Governor Newsom. Yeah, supposed to go after independent contractors, but well, let's visit first. Look who's here—the one, the only, Mr. Lance Parker. Taking off his hat. Legalized freedom.
Legalized freedom, that's right.
Rest up, buddy. We're in no hurry.
Okay. Okay. Glad I was able to get over here early.
I am, too.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Lance is going to be at the march on Saturday, Women's March.
Why does it have to be a women's march? Why can't it just be a march?
Because women organized it.
So does that mean I'm not there because I'm a man?
60 seconds in.
I mean,
no, women have organized. The women are the ones who are organizing it. Men are invited to participate.
Well, isn't that kind of like the government? Men organize it and women are invited to partake?
Dan Chadwell was here earlier. We had 12 phone calls. We had a discussion about the primary. People were calling.
I heard a little bit about it, and I found it interesting. The one gentleman, I can't remember his name, from San Luis, was saying the opponent against Adam Hill is going to win.
Stacey,
thank you. She doesn't have a snowball's chance in you know where.
Of course not.
Adam Hill, because like I've said all along, character doesn't matter, because if you truly vote for Adam Hill, character doesn't matter. All you care about is that he's going to bring union jobs here. He's going to placate to certain special interests, and it doesn't matter. So all this stuff that we've been talking about for the last 2-3 years, character doesn't matter. The incumbents will get reelected, and everybody will still complain.
Have you ever dealt with Adam Hill?
He'll
come after you.
He can come after me because of the stuff I know.
Really?
Remember who I play golf with. Remember who people that I deal business with.
Yeah.
You know, it's yeah.
We're gonna cancel the topic. I think Lance got a better topic.
No. I mean, seriously, it's if he wants to come after me, if anybody out there wants to come after me, that's fine. I have no problem because you know what? Your opinion of me does not matter. It's not going to change one bit of my fiber.
He plays nasty.
He can play nasty.
I'm
because
just telling you, he's played nasty.
He can play nasty because I can just say one word, puppies, and he'll know what that means.
I can say two words, Saul Krill.
So, do
me a favor. If you go to the debate on Wednesday between Adam Hill and Stacey Korsgaard, do me a favor. Go up to Adam and say, Saul Krill says hi.
Saul Krill, okay.
All right, SOLKRILL. That's all I'm going to say.
Saul Just Krill says hi.
Saul Krill says hi.
Okay. Where I to tell you the truth, I know that we're coming up in March. I'm in my mind, it's still June, and I know it's coming. It's basically 2 months away. Actually, it's 2 months less a week. It's coming up. Where is the debate?
At the supervisors' chambers.
Oh, okay.
So this Wednesday, it's Adam Hill versus Stacey Korsgaden, and then a week from Wednesday, it is Ellen Bay Rowe versus Debbie Arnold. New Times is sponsoring it. We are carrying it. So it's kind of a partnership.
Oh, good.
There's been no word yet on the District 1 between Schakowsky and...
The carpetbagger?
What? What are you on?
I'm just reiterating what the callers and the texters are saying about, you know... I'm sure they're lovely people.
Well, we'll do the topic after the news. So... Is it legitimate to argue against Stephanie Schakowsky that she's only been here 2 years? Is that legitimate?
I would say no, but she's going to have a lot of on-the-job training to get up on speed on a lot of the kind of backstories of where certain things got to there. But as far as her, if she sticks to her convictions, if she sticks to her... values, it doesn't matter which issue she would ever talk about. Her values and her base should be there regardless of what the issue is. But as far as knowing all the backstory and the history and all of that, yeah, it would take time. But I would say that she's got, you know, 2 years is, you're fine. I mean, she's a resident of the county. I don't think we need to put litmus tests on.
I don't think there's a magic number.
No.
I think the bigger test is, does she know the issues and where does she stand on the issues?
Yeah.
If she's been here 30 days and she knows the issues, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
exactly, you know, so to call her a carpetbagger and that, oh, she's, you know, she's coming in from San Francisco and she's got Newsom in her back, you know,
But that shows the effectiveness of Pechong's advertising.
Sure.
Because that's what he used against her. And now that's what people are saying. It's kind of like Trump and all the fake news stuff in 2016.
Yeah.
All right. You say it enough, it becomes truth.
Yeah.
And it trickles down to people.
Little Orwellian, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about at 6:05?
AB5, it's interesting because, you know, you'd asked me to come on here, and you know where I'll always stand when it comes to labor and your right to choice. But I spent all afternoon kind of researching this, and I think I just scratched the surface. This thing is going to be a cluster, you know what, for the courts going forward, especially when you find out who's really behind this, i.e. the Teamster Union and the state legislature. I mean, this is going to be interesting going forward for our state.
But it's law.
It's law.
Signed into law.
But there's been an injunction against it for trucking carriers, independent trucking carriers. There's been U.S. District Court out of L.A. put in a temporary injunction from implementing this law towards independent truckers. And the Teamsters are all up in arms. That, well, there's a surprise. But yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be tied up in the courts for a bit. And the sad thing is, like all regulations, it's going to benefit some at the expense of others, because they're going to, everybody's that's got any type of pull is going to be able to carve their niche out.
Are we the first in the nation to do this?
It's my understanding, but New Jersey has almost like cut and paste our law, and they're trying to push it through in New Jersey right now. Yeah. And people think, oh, this will be good for the workers. It's not. It takes away all types of choice. You know, the individual will not have the choice if they want to stay as an independent contractor.
And I am guessing that between this and the gas tax, there's small talk now of Newsom, a recall campaign against Newsom.
So we can get Arnold again? you know,
have you heard that, though?
Yeah. And you know what? That's kind of like the social media that come November, when we have the presidential election, you know, that we'll have 40-50% of the black vote going for Trump. You know, it's like, really, really? You know, it's all this stuff. It's kind of like, oh, this is, I heard it. I heard it on Facebook that somebody's trying to, you know, think about recalling Newsom. No.
Lance Parker is in fine form, and he's just getting warmed up. When we come back from news, traffic, weather, we'll spend the 6 o'clock hour talking about AB5, how it has become law, what exactly it means, and what the controversy is, and what, if any, options we have. We'll invite you to join in the conversation. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio.